I have to ask you to pardon my language right up front here, because this podcast is about Fauci, and there's no way that this will be free from profanity. And I want to remind you, see, Fauci's back in the news because of his Senate non-testimony, where he invoked the Fifth Amendment 111 times, which is his constitutional right to invoke that, but that motherfucker put everybody else in the country through absolute hell for years. That motherfucker ran a bioweapons program to deliberately exterminate millions, if not tens of millions, of people, not just in the U.S., but around the world. And he lied and lied and lied the entire time, and he said he would be transparent, and he got a pardon, and he still won't answer any questions. He still won't tell the truth. The thing is, we know the truth. We know it now. It wasn't obvious at first, but what we know now is that it was a biological weapon initially developed in the Department of Defense, and then it was laundered through the NGOs, laundered through these organizations to bypass the U.S. legal restrictions on biological weapons development. They laundered it through the Wuhan lab in China in order to develop the toxic spike protein bioweapon, which is really the payload. And then they put that into the vaccines. Well, I should say they put instructions for making that into the mRNA vaccines, so that when your body is injected, then your body will make the bioweapons. So in other words, what Fauci did is he worked with the Department of Defense, probably the CIA, all the deep state players who were relevant here, you know, the CDC, the FDA. They took a biological weapon and they managed to repackage it as a vaccine in a way that would hijack your body's cells so that you become a biological weapons factory, causing vaccine fallout or shedding on your loved ones, so that you would carry a toxin that could kill the people around you. And then, how did they push the vaccine? How did they enforce it? They made your life a living hell if you were anti-vaccine. And those of us who stood up and told the truth the entire time, and of course I'm one of those people, and there are many of us, we were censored, we were smeared, we were called anti-science, we were ostracized from polite society, we were practically banned from being interviewed by anybody, because if we appeared on their show, their channel would get a strike. I mean, we were ridiculed and smeared for years, in every way possible. And those of you listening who are medical doctors, you know what happened to you. Oh, if you dared question the efficacy of the vaccine, you could have lost your medical license. Some people did. If you question the safety of the vaccine, you could lose your medical license. If you were a scientist who worked on studies that showed the toxicity of the spike protein, your studies would be targeted for retraction campaigns to get them retracted, to smear your reputation as a scientist. Even if your work was entirely valid, if you had a family and you were the only one in your family who was unvaccinated, your family rejected you. I mean, I heard these stories from many people. Your family wouldn't even let you join them for Thanksgiving dinner because they saw you as a threat, when in fact they were the ones carrying the biological weapon and shedding all over each other, which is why those family members got sick, and some of them are already dead, by the way. And this just went on and on and on for years. For years. Very few people could hold a line against that level of assault. I mean, we lost friends. We lost acquaintances. We lost professional relationships. I lost vendors over this. There are, I'm not going to name any names, but there are vendors that refuse to work with me because I wouldn't promote the vaccine. So what was my answer? Well, fuck off. Not going to carry your product if you're a vaccine pusher. See, those are things that you don't even know the full story of what happened behind the scenes. And I know that things happen to you too. You listening to this, think about what happened to you. How maybe you were shamed at a restaurant because you refused to wear a mask, or you were shamed because you didn't have your vaccine card, or you were denied air travel, or you were denied entry into a hospital to visit your own loved ones because the hospital said that you're a threat if you're not injected with this mRNA biological weapon. In fact, it was the hospital that was getting paid to kill people for profit. Massive incentives, up to $500,000 per patient that they killed. Hospitals got paid, and so they rejected, they pushed the loved ones out. You're not allowed to be here because we have to kill your, you know, your spouse or your parent or your son or daughter. We have to kill them in order to make money in this hospital, so you wait outside. That shit went on in every hospital, nearly, the big ones anyway, all across America. And to this day, oh, and by the way, Trump praised Fauci. Trump protected Fauci. Trump kept him in power. Trump pushed Operation Warp Speed, and he bragged about it repeatedly. To this day, he brags about it. He used the military to distribute the bioweapon targeting the American people. He pushed the emergency use authorization via the FDA, which was based on 100% scientific fraud. Trump pushed all that. Trump and Fauci were a tag team of death via biological weapons. And to this day, despite all these things I just described, and there are many, many other horrifying things that happened that you know, you've seen, despite all of that, to this day, there has never been an arrest or a prosecution of anybody who pushed the entire PSYOP. Not one person. And Fauci got a pardon. He gets off scot-free. Think about that. Where are the apologies from big tech, who censored and deplatformed all the voices that were telling the truth? Where are the apologies and retractions from the mainstream media, who lied and lied and lied and pushed official vaccine propaganda and quoted Fauci as if he were an angel? And they named the so-called Dirty Dozen, disinformation spreaders or whatever, pretty much all the people that I know and interview, Dr. Mercola, Sayer G., Sherry Tenpenny, a bunch of others. And by the way, they were all amazed that I wasn't on the list. And the only reason I wasn't on the list is because they had already banned me off of all the platforms. The whole point of that list was to get those voices deplatformed. I was already gone. They banned me first. I was like at the head of that list. They banned me first because I was considered among the most informed, the most compelling, the most influential, who would teach people the truth about these vaccines. So I would impede, you know, if I were allowed to speak, I would impede their depopulation agenda, and they couldn't tolerate that. They absolutely had to make sure that I was censored above all, and they did. But think about the reputational damage that all of those people on the list endured. Many of those people lost business opportunities or were smeared in the media, or in some cases lost their medical licenses or lost their medical practices, lost their businesses. The economic terrorism inflicted by Fauci and the entire cabal there, the obedient mainstream media, the FDA, the CDC, the federal government, all of them, working in collusion to destroy the livelihoods of the only people who are willing to tell the truth. The people like me and you who were saving lives by sounding the alarm on the dangers of the spike protein factory injections, the mRNA. And when I see memes on social media, like a photo of Fauci and a meme text that says something like, "This motherfucker needs to hang," you know, I mean, I'm not calling for that, but I understand where that's coming from, because that motherfucker caused the death of millions of other people and suffering and economic destruction. I mean, in my view, you know, hanging would be just too compassionate for him. There needs to be something else from the courts, not vigilante justice, but justice from the court system that is far worse than, you know, just like a court-ordered execution. He needs to spend the rest of his days in a jail cell being forced to listen to the stories of what he did to people. Like he should be forced to live in a cell, and every hour of every day, another person comes in and tells their story of how they lost a loved one, or how they suffered, or how a relative died, or how they lost their job or their livelihood because of that motherfucker. That's what needs to happen, in my opinion. And then all of that should be videotaped, and that should be publicly posted for the archives of history so that everybody knows what Fauci did and what a nefarious, satanic, anti-human creature of death and deception that he ended up being. That's what we need. I doubt that's going to happen, but that's what I'm rooting for. In fact, we need sort of the Nuremberg trials of COVID. We need all the people who were involved in the conspiracy to push this biological weapon, all those people, and there are hundreds of them, we need them all to be brought in to testify, to be asked to testify, and to hear the stories from the victims who were impacted by their decisions. And we need that to be on the public record. And to me, that's even more important than any kind of criminal prosecution of all those other people. I'd be happy with prosecuting just one person, and that's Fauci. Everybody else, I'd be okay with legal immunity if you take part in the Nuremberg trials, or whatever we would call them. You know, not exactly Nuremberg, but the modern version of that. And the reason why all of this matters is because as a civilization, we need some catharsis. We need to be able to heal. And the only way to heal from this is to start with full disclosure of what actually happened. I mean, our world needs therapy. Therapy. You know, like if someone was abused as a child and it's been impacting their lives and they go see a therapist, I think one of the things a therapist would say, I mean, I'm not a therapist, so I'm not entirely sure, but I think part of that process would be sort of revisiting and like telling the truth of what actually happened and then processing that in some transformative way that allows that adult person to heal and move on and see the past in a different light. And knowing that the truth has been told, or that perhaps in some cases of whatever happened, maybe there's forgiveness, you know, maybe there's confessions, you know what I mean? Of different parties, etc. It depends on the situation. But we need that at a civilizational level. We need the people of planet Earth to receive an apology from the evil motherfuckers that tried to kill us all. Because, you know, humanity has an immune system. And that immune system is kind of like humanity protects itself against the people trying to kill humanity. So that's why there's this natural desire to prosecute Fauci, or to, you know, put him in life, in prison for life, or among some people to hang him, etc. As you've seen in the memes and so on, that kind of lashing out is a result of the human civilizational immune system crying out to stop those who try to kill us all. And that's why, again, I don't advocate vigilante justice against Fauci or anybody else involved, but I understand that emotion. I understand where that is coming from and why that exists, because so many people were hurt or killed or lost a loved one. So that's just humanity trying to protect itself against its enemies. And there's no question that Fauci is an enemy of humanity, but so is Trump. Trump continues to be an enemy of humanity, always will be, and continues to promote Fauci, continues to protect him, continues to promote Operation Warp Speed, because Trump's still in on the con. He's still part of the anti-human agenda, clearly. And so that's why we're never going to receive a national apology. Not from Trump, not from the Democrats, who are all pro-vaccine anyway. They went along with it just the same. So you're never going to find apology from any official sources. But you might get apologies from people you know, the ones that aren't dead yet. You might get apologies from colleagues. Maybe occasionally somebody will say, you know, I was wrong and I'm sorry and I'd like to make it up to you, etc. Yeah. But what I experience is simply, it's not even that blatant. I'm just finding that my message is now very, well, it resonates with people now. Where I was shunned 5 years ago, and I was shunned by even the alternative media, they wouldn't have me on because they didn't want their channel to get banned. See, so that's how the establishment forced people like me to be ostracized even by alternative media. They wouldn't have me on. Now, I mean, Alex Jones was always willing to have me on because he's a fearless trailblazer, pioneer of truth-telling of alternative media. So Alex would always have me on. And there were times when we disagreed, by the way. But he would still be willing to have me on. I mean, that's to Alex's credit. Even if he thinks you're wrong, he'll still have you on to ask you to explain it. And I made mistakes early in COVID. I believed in the plandemic. I believed the fear narrative, and that was a mistake. Fortunately, I didn't stay with that mistake for very long. And then I publicly apologized when I realized it was a mistake. By the way, you may recall that. I publicly apologized. And that's what we need to see more of, I think. But today, my message resonates with so many people. I'm invited on every major show in independent media. Because it's no longer weird to say things like Fauci is a war criminal or a criminal against humanity. It's no longer weird to say the vaccines are biological weapons. That would get you banned and deplatformed 5 years ago. Today, it's just common knowledge, you see. And to the credit of many shows like Redacted, they are happy to have me on and they know what's up. Clayton and Natalie, they know exactly what's going on. They're well informed and they're also very courageous. So I'm on their show a lot. And of course, I'm on with Alex and also his son, Rex, from time to time. You know, usually I'm the one that doesn't have the time to go on because I'm doing my own shows. But even with my own shows, I now have guests come on who probably would never have touched my platform 5 years ago. I mean, I interviewed Tucker Carlson recently and a lot of people at that level because, again, my message now resonates with humanity. And the thing is, my message has been almost entirely consistent since, you know, what, mid-2020. Although I was wrong at first about what this pandemic was, once I realized it and I told the truth and I said, this thing is a psyop. This is a depopulation agenda. They're going to try to corral us into the deadly jabs that are coming. Once I made that pivot, I stuck with that the entire time. I've been consistent ever since then. Have never wavered, and I have never backed down. I have held the line for truth this entire time. And I will continue to do so because I'm dedicated to telling the truth, especially in a way that helps people, that protects life, that can help reduce or end human suffering. That is my number one priority, is to protect life, inform people in ways that can help them navigate the deception of the world and the insanity of the world and the fact that we're all in the crosshairs of a global anti-human extermination agenda. They want us dead. Trump is part of it. Fauci was part of it. The globalists are all part of it. You know, the leaders of Canada and the UK and Germany and France, all the Western countries, Australia, New Zealand, they all want us dead, okay? And they're going to try to figure out how to kill billions of human beings. and they will probably succeed at some level. Some number of billions of humans won't make it. But you and I can. We can make it because we have knowledge and because we have proven ourselves to be people of integrity, people who will tell the truth, regardless of the social pressures, regardless of the smears, regardless of the censorship. You know, people like you and I that have been through this, no one can ever question our integrity again because we have been raked over the coals year after year after year, nonstop, from multiple vectors, and we didn't give in. We held our ground. That earns a level of credibility that you cannot purchase, that you cannot fake. That's legitimate credibility of those of us who stood our ground and told the truth, regardless of how we were smeared and attacked by the entire society. So with that said, what I've got coming up for you next with my free course about genetic survival is it's bombshell information. And it involves Fauci, it involves Trump, it involves the upcoming nuclear war, probably. It's a binary weapon system. The vaccines were part of it. The spike protein, which suppresses DNA repair. This is all part of it. It's a massive global genetic kill switch. It's a depopulation weapon. And I don't think there's anybody who can bring you that story in a more compelling and informative and well-researched way than what I'm going to do. And I'm just honored and blessed that I have your attention and that you're supporting us and that God gave me the ability to explain this. And I've got the tools to research this and to build the graphics and everything. I'm blessed and honored to be able to bring you this information. It's the most important course that I've ever done in my life. And I'm going to give it out for free. It's going to be at brightu.com coming up in a couple of weeks. Maybe it's 2 weeks or 3 weeks, something like that. And I will keep you posted about that. It's about a 12-hour course. It's going to be the most mind-blowing thing you've ever heard. You know, in relation to health and biochemistry and depopulation and so on. Just even, it's so bizarre. Every time I record a chapter for that, I step back and I go, holy shit. Again, sorry about the profanity, but even from my own recording, I step back, holy shit, because I'm going through all my notes and I'm putting this together and I step back and I'm like, oh my God, that is so important. That is so powerful to get out to people. I really want to release the course early, but I'm not. I'm gonna finish the whole thing. I'll keep you posted about it. And I want you to share it with as many people as you can, because this is about saving humanity from destruction. This is about saving us from the depopulation agenda pushers, which includes Donald J. Trump and Fauci and a bunch of other people. And we need to make sure that they fail. So stay tuned. You can follow my work at brightvideos.com and also, of course, naturalnews.com. Take care.
Pink Himalayan salt, one of the purest and healthiest salts on earth. Non-GMO, certified kosher, lab tested and trusted. Shop at healthrangerstore.com.